This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On the line, I have someone who is making moves of his own, of course. And abaningi bamazi ke ngo DJ Faiza. But igama lakhe langempela is actually uSiyabonga Dladla. And I'd like us to welcome him on the show, Kamnandi Kanje. How are you?
I'm okay, man. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the Campus Voice on MUT Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's hashtag Making Moves Monday. So I want to know, what moves are you making today, Njay, this week?
This week, I'm making moves with changing people's lives, you know,
wow.
As I usually do through fitness.
Yay! Of course, Yabonje, it's that time of the year. Summer bodies need to be ready. So you're the one helping us to get ready with that.
Exactly.
How am I? You are amazing.
Yeah.
So, on Mondays, as you've already heard, DJ Faiza is mainly aimed at inspiring and also aspiring, whilst pushing ourselves and others to propel forward. So I would like to know, when ngokwakho, what motivates you to move, to push, and to grind?
Okay, basically, to be honest with you, what motivates me is myself, actually, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, you there know, aren't a lot of people who motivate themselves.
Exactly. I'm awkward. I'm motivated by myself because whenever I start something, I want to finish it, you know. I'm that type of person. And when I have goals, I actually work hard towards achieving those goals.
Yes.
So, fitness has taught me a lot, you know, because you set goals that you would like to achieve. And then by working hard and being consistent, you end up achieving those goals.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's very, very true. Yeah, with fitness, hey, it really is about setting a goal and making sure you achieve it. And 100%. You're not just a fitness instructor. You actually own your own gym.
You are a
DJ, hence the name DJ Faiza.
True.
And you're also an entrepreneur. Wow. What don't you do?
There's a lot of things I don't do.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So tell us a little bit about that. How are you able to balance all these different things? Do you have a passion for it? Is it a drive?
No. Yes, I am passionate about all the things that I do. But the reason why I actually get everything done is because I have a structure, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, there are people that I work with, and on all the businesses that I form, I actually have people who are in charge of those things, you know.
Oh, so you have a team.
Yes, I have a good team, a team that is like passionate in what they do, and in that way, I get to achieve everything I wish to achieve.
Yo, that is amazing. And I'm so very zandla ziyagezana. And
unjalo
nje. Yeah. Umuntu ngabantu.
Yabona ke.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, and I love that ukubambisana kwethu and just working towards one common vision and goal. Okay.
Exactly.
So you seem like a very driven person, a very like determined person. So I am interested in knowing ukuthi what was the younger version of uSiyabonga? Was he always this determined and driven? And if not, what would you say to your younger self who was busy making mistakes and maybe if he was not as focused as he is now, what would you say to him?
Yes, okay. I was brought up this way by my parents, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I had hardworking parents and who always wanted us to achieve whatever we wish to achieve. And when we grew up, we were always told that nothing is impossible in life. You know, whatever you want, you can achieve it.
Absolutely.
That's with the thought, you know, everything starts as a thought and then you have to implement and then you achieve and that's it. But if you think of something and end up wishing you would achieve something and not do nothing about it, you won't achieve it. It's simple, you know. So what I can say to the listeners out there is that nothing is impossible. Whatever you want to achieve in life, start chasing it now, you know.
Mm, mm.
Exactly. Once you start, aim to finish. don't start and leave everything hanging.
Absolutely.
Because that's what most people tend to do. They start something and they give up. You know, yeah, start something, finish it, and that's it.
And that's
it. People will tell you different things. Take the positive only, not the negative.
Of course, yeah, of course
that,
not.
That's my motto.
Oh my gosh, you really do sound like a gym instructor, like slash motivational speaker. Because I feel like if you are doing a gym instructing, you really need to be like motivational. Because on some days, I really don't feel like working out and giving my best and pushing through the pain. So you really need to be my hype man and like be like, go, 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 go. You can do this.
Very true. Very true. But, well, I'm realistic, you know.
Really?
I tell it as it is. You know, if you want something, go for it. If you don't, nobody else will for you, you know.
Yeah, that's so true.
If you want that summer body, go to gym. Go to gym. That's it.
I feel so attacked right now.
Yeah. So I won't like lie to you and say try this, try that. You know, if this is not working out, try this. No. You want it, go for it. You know, yes, you want it. If you want it badly, go for it. An extra mile, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not that type of person who will soften things up and, you know, I tell it like it is.
Tough love type of person.
True.
You're aware where you're at right now in your life. You are where you're at right now in your life, DJ Fazer. Having achieved all these milestones, because the fact that you're doing more than one thing, I think for me, those are milestones. So what is left to kick off the bucket list, or rather the goal list?
Repeat your question, please.
Gitamina, you are where you're at right now in your life. You have achieved all these milestones. What is it that's left to kick off the bucket list or the goal list for 2022? Because, you know, we're almost towards the finish line of 2022, you know. So, yin en, yihlampongati. Okay, this is what's left for me to say, okay, I've done everything in 2022 that I wanted to do.
Yes. No, I get you. Well, I have started it, and I am achieving it so far.
Yay.
And that is changing people's lives, you know. And that is what I am currently doing, you know. And gym is part of it, you know. When it is part of changing people's lives. Because when you have a vision and a goal, and you need somebody who will guide you through, guide you through that, well, I'm the person.
You're that guy.
Yes. And that is part of changing people's lives.
Absolutely. You know? It is. Exactly. Because, yeah, it is. Because I also believe that, as much as I don't work out, but I do believe that when you do reach your dream body, should it be, it's that, it really changes the ball game, not just in terms of your physique, but even your mentality.
Your mentality as well.
Even your self-esteem, self-confidence. So it really is a psychological thing. Yeah. So you
100%.
You are changing lives. You seem like a very driven person. You seem like a nothing can get me down type of person. So, yin ongathi hlambe is the one thing that cripples each and every single one of us. Or hlambe something ose wayibona nawe empilweni yakho ukuthi lento iyazama nje shame, iyazama ukuthi ingcriplishe nami. Like that one thing that usually holds a lot of us back from making the right moves that will get us to where we want to be.
Yeah, it's actually one weakness that most of us share.
Inconsistency.
And that is giving up and allowing negative things and putting negative things first.
Yeah.
And not caring about the positive, you know.
Yeah.
So yes. So you, in most things that you do, people tend to forget that nobody will always cheer you up, you know. Nobody. So most of us will come with negative stuff, you know. And We tend to not listen to the small positive things that are said by a few, you know?
Yes.
And that is now our weakness that most people are facing. We give up easily because of either what we've been told or because of the journey being hard and whatnot, you know? And then we tend to give up easily. So if people could fight that, nothing can be impossible.
Nothing can be impossible. I love that kind of talk. Because it's also Making Moves Monday, and we're also affirming things. And that's going to be my affirmation of the week. You know, nothing is impossible. I can do everything.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Very, very, very much well. Yes.
Okay. We're going to do something rather interesting. This conversation is going to take a 360. I hope you're ready for it. Okay. So let's imagine that you are in your death bed.
Okay.
And ukhuluma iqiniso okomuntu ofayo.
Oh,
so mawucabanga ngoba phela ukhuluma iqiniso okomuntu ofayo in your death bed ungakho ukhumbule lokho.
Yep.
Mawucabanga, what is it that would be your last words, and those last words, who would you say them to? Who's that one person who you'd want to say those last words to?
Ooh.
You have 60 seconds to answer that question. And your time starts now.
No, it's easy. It's easy. You gave me an easy one.
Yeah?
I'd ask for my kids to be in front of me and tell them that daddy loves them.
And that's it.
And that's it. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
That's
it. Oh, you're so boring. I really thought you would drag that one and my time would be going, oh man.
No, honesty is like that.
It was worth a try.
Exactly. Well, nice try.
Oh my gosh. So your kids are your everything and...
My everything.
Aww. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Especially because Pilis Kassin in Manjewe. Not all men are present in the lives of Inganzabo, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so I commend you for that.
Thank you very much.
You spoke about making change in people's lives, changing people's lives, because that's what you were about.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Uguti, paying it forward is such a huge or major contributor to us being blessed. Unkulunkulu kuthiwa isandla esiphayo isona esibusiseka kakhulu kunesandla esithathayo. You know, so how have you ensured ukuthi you paid forward to someone else so that they can say ukuthi we've gained from mama achievements ka siyabonga?
Ooh, I can actually write a book.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I when I everything in days so, go with you.
Even in the entertainment industry, I've helped a lot of artists. I've groomed a lot, and it's countless. Even in the fitness industry, I've helped a lot of instructors, giving advice, and whatnot. Yes. You, I can write a book.
You can write a book.
Yes, I can write a book, I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
And
that
people
is...
always say to me, you know, the way you behave and the way you are so open-minded to people, as one would expect, when we get
LMS. Yeah.
The way you achieve a corn, and I'll be like, nah, me na pela ang busa imali.
I love that. I absolutely do. And I can't wait for us to meet you, because you need to motivate me to work out. So you still need to come here in studio, you know, and give me a pep talk.
No, I'll definitely do that.
Oh man, it's been absolutely amazing. I've had so much fun. I don't want to let you go, but I know you're a busy man. You're busy paying it forward and changing people's lives, so I can't keep you for long.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you so much. But before we go, I want to know, what are the new moves that you're making currently that we need to know about?
What are the?
The new moves that you're making currently, new projects, things you're working on that you would like for us to know, unless we the tapeti, you work in silence.
Oh, we're preparing for a festive pela manjebo.
Yes.
Since I'm also in the events sector, so we're planning a huge events for December. Yeah.
Ooh, exciting times.
Yeah. So those are the big moves I'm making right now.
All right. So some events. Yeah.
So, Yeah, and then once the festive is finished, I guess it's your kipago jail. No kastati, what you mean in Bawalok.
Gained quite a few pounds.
True.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Where can people follow you on social media? Should it be they want to connect more with you?
Oh, okay. On Facebook, I am DJ Fazer, DJAY Fazer. And on Instagram and Google, I don't do tweet.
Yeah.
So it's Facebook and Instagram, DJ Fazer.
Okay. Facebook and Instagram, DJ Fazer. Just DJ Fazer, no underscore, whatever.
No underscore. DJAY Fazer.
Thank you so much, DJ Fazer. I've had so much fun with you. I can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait as well.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.